she would didn't have too much education, and poor.
Okay. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you'd say he's still quite...
active? Did you use the word active? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's still quite...
I can't think of a word. He's still quite... I can't think.
Maybe an old person, say about 80, who doesn't...
Has all of his faculties.
Okay, say an old lady who does all her housework and she doesn't get tired. You say, I don't care how old she is. She's mighty...
Christy.
Okay. How about if it's a young person that's always moving around, always on the go? You say he's very...
active.
All right. If the children are out later than usual, you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Okay. Somebody might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared.
Okay.
I'm afraid of the dark.
And what do you call a person who gets afraid easily?
Afraid easily?
Mm-hmm.
Scaredy kid.
Okay. And a place like a dark road alongside the graveyard is?
Scary.
Okay. She isn't afraid now, but she?
Used to be.
Okay. You're getting these real quick. I don't understand why she's afraid. She... what's the opposite of used to be? I don't understand why she's afraid. She...
what's the opposite of
used to be?
She used to be very brave.
Okay. And she's what? Afraid?
She's afraid now.
Would you say, okay, if she, okay, she's afraid now, but before she wasn't afraid, what would you say? I don't understand why she's afraid. She
didn't used to be.
Okay. Somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
careless.
Okay. You might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
Okay, you said you might call Aunt Lizzie queer. Has that word changed its meaning?
Yes, they used to come queer in the head, just a little bit off.
Uh-huh. And what does it mean to you now?
Well, just not the usual
thing. Okay.